And as we talk about the thought of Rudy Giuliani as the front runner for Secretary of State, let's go over why it hasn't maybe gone over well with some. Politico reports he was paid as a lawyer and a consultant to work for foreign governments, including groups from Qatar and Venezuela. And he made hundreds of thousands of dollars off paid
speeches. Wait, Qatar and Venezuela?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Qatar, they're the ones that basically turn a blind eye to terrorism across the Middle East. And Venezuela has been our sworn enemy for years.
So there's the New York Times writes, quoted.
Did he get paid money from those countries?
Just a tad bit, yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In 2006, Giuliani reported a financial disclosure report that he made 124 speeches for as much as $200,000 each and had earned a total of $11.4 million. He often made extravagant demands in returns for.
So that's about how much Hillary Clinton made for speeches?
More.
He made more.
And Hillary Clinton made for speeches?
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
He had extravagant demands.
Did you know that, Willie?
I didn't know the number was that big.
Including making sure the private plane that flew him to these engagements were a certain size. According to the Wall Street Journal, Giuliani regularly.
Well, you don't
appeared.
Want to go in a Cessna.
No, yeah.
But at least he didn't get involved with like Iranian groups or anything like that.
He appeared at events for Iranian opposition.
What?
Yes. That was my
you
next.
You kidding me?
There's just a little.
What if Hillary Clinton were doing that?
Here. MEK, that's the group that's on the State Department.
So.
Poor Howard.
That's on a terror list.
Wait. So he spoke to a group 2012.
That
was on a terrorist watch list until 2012.
Yeah.
And he got paid by those people?
Just a smidge.
Are you kidding me?
No, just a little.
You're telling me he spoke in front of a terror group and made money?
Giuliani says his ties to the Iranian group have been open.
Yeah.
And that his work with Qatar included training the Qatari police, among other things.
Okay.
The New York Times also highlights Giuliani's ties to a company called Tri-Global Strategic Ventures.
Well, that's from a Bond movie. That's not a real name.
I know.